This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of Jesus Christ. We are in the Gospel writings of Matthew, and we are in chapter 10. Last week we stopped at verse 6. And we'll continue from there this week. Verse 6 tells us, as Jesus sent out his 12 disciples and commanded them not to go in the way of the Gentiles, but not to enter into the city of the Samaritans. But verse 6 said, but go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. So Jesus was first sending them to his people, the Jewish people. They were called the lost sheep of Israel. That is what he called them, because they were scattered, people of God, and they need the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, to take care of them. They need the good shepherd to tend to them. So he was sending his followers, his disciples, to the lost sheep of Israel. So we see, people of God, Jesus was obedient to the mission of the Father, and we see in everything he walked in obedience to his Father. So we are going to continue from there this week, but let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus that your word, O God Almighty, will continue to illuminate our pathway, that we will walk and not stumble on this journey. Father, we pray that we will walk in victory every day of our lives, mighty God, because your word, O God, is that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. We thank you right now, O God Almighty Lord, for your word that is coming forth. We thank you, O God, that your people will hear and believe, O God, and walk in truth and holiness. Lord, we look to you this evening. We have no other help but you. We are completely dependent upon you, O Holy Spirit, to illuminate the word to us. So we thank you again for your presence and what you're doing in this season. And we thank you, O God Almighty Lord Jesus, that we will represent you well when we understand your word and walk in wisdom. So we bless you, we honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we continue in Matthew chapter 10, verse 6, remind us to go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. So Jesus was sending his disciples to the lost sheep of Israel, sending them to the Jewish people because they were scattered abroad and they need the good shepherd Jesus to take care of them. So we look on verse 7 of Matthew chapter 10. Verse 7 of Matthew chapter 10, Jesus continued to instruct them on this journey. So he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Jesus gave them a specific message, people of God. That is the message of the kingdom of heaven, that it is here. The kingdom is here. Preach, telling them that the kingdom is here. The kingdom of heaven came to earth when Christ the King entered the earth realm. He came to rule and reign in the hearts of his people. People of God, we have to understand the kingdom has come. The kingdom is in you. The kingdom is in me. Those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live with us and in us. So the kingdom is in us. So Jesus said, go and preach the message of the kingdom. This is a specific message, people of God. And you and I need to preach and teach the message of the kingdom, that the Messiah, the King, has come, and he has come to rule and reign in the hearts of his people. So we see, people of God, the specific message was given to Jesus' followers, to the disciples of old, and this same message is for us today, to go with the good news of the kingdom. He came to rule and reign in the hearts of humanity. And we can read in Luke 17. We can refer to Luke 17, 20 through 21. Luke 17, 20 through 21 the word of God says, "Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God does not come with observation. Nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you.'" The kingdom of God is within us, people of God. So the kingdom comes in us when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He comes to live with us and in us. He sends his Spirit to live in us and with us. So the kingdom has come. So the kingdom of heaven must be manifested here on earth, but only as we yield to the Holy Spirit, children of God. When we yield to the Holy Spirit, when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then we are going to see everything else added to us. We need the kingdom of God to be manifested in our everyday walk. We need to see righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. That's what the kingdom is. The kingdom of God, Paul says, is not meat and drink, but righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Are we demonstrating righteousness? Are we demonstrating that joy? Are we demonstrating that peace, that shalom? Nothing missing, nothing lacking. God is calling us, people of God, to wholeness, walking in kingdom life, showing forth the kingdom of God, that the kingdom has come, showing forth love, which is the royal law of the kingdom. Are we kingdom citizens, people of God? If we are, then we are called to show forth the kingdom right here on earth. Go and preach the message of the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's here. Christ is here. He has come. He died for us on the cross. He rose again. And he lives forevermore. And he has sent his blessed Holy Spirit to live with us and in us, so we can demonstrate the kingdom of heaven right here on earth, as we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us and to live through us. When we read the book of Acts, we see the kingdom of heaven was demonstrated by the apostles of old, because they allowed the Holy Spirit to work through them. They allowed the Holy Spirit to live through them and to do the work of Christ through them. So people of God, the Lord is calling us not only to preach the message of the kingdom, but to see the power of the kingdom being demonstrated right here on earth. Look at verse 8 of Matthew 10. Jesus continued to instruct the disciples, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." So Jesus continued to instruct them as to what to do. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. He has given them the power and the authority to do these things. Cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So when they go out with all this power and authority was given to them, what? Freely by Jesus Christ. So they should freely use it to change the lives of others. Freely use this power and authority to change the lives of others by healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, casting out demonic forces from the lives of people. Freely they have received this power and authority. Freely they should use it to change the lives of others. Look at verse 9 of Matthew chapter 10. Jesus continue to instruct them, "Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts." So don't go around preparing money and all of that to go on this mission. No. Don't provide for yourself neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belt. Look at verse 10. "Nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staff, for a worker is worthy of his food." What was Jesus telling them here? Jesus was telling his followers not to make provision for this mission, because those who are laboring in the kingdom are deserving to be provided for by those that they minister to. And that was the culture then, people of God, and it should be now also. But we see many times we have to provide everything for ourselves to go and our missions. But Jesus was telling his followers not to make provision for the mission, because those who are laboring in the kingdom are deserving to be provided for by those they minister to. And look, as Paul wrote to the Galatians in Galatians 6:6, it says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." So the teacher should be provided for. Those who are coming with the word of God should be provided for those who are benefiting from the word. Look at verse 11 of Matthew 10. So Jesus continues his instruction to his disciples before he sent them out. "Now, whatever city or town you enter in, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out." Whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. So Jesus was telling his disciples that when they go into a city, find out who is willing to show hospitality to them. Find out who is willing to receive them and to show hospitality to them, and stay there until the mission is completed. God always provides people who are willing to be hospitable to his people, who are willing to accept and receive his people in their homes. So Jesus said, find out who is willing to do that and stay with them until the mission is completed. Look at verse 12 of Matthew chapter 10. "And when you go into a household, greet it." When you go into a household, greet it. What's that greetings? People of God, when you look at the Jewish greetings, when they would go into a household, they would say, "Shalom." Jesus said, when you go into a household, greet it. Greet it. Proclaim shalom over this house. Greet it, this house, with the word shalom. Peace. Peace, which means a state of well-being, a state of wholeness to this home. Greet this home. When you go into a household, greet it. Greet it with this Jewish greeting. Shalom. Peace. A state of well-being. Wholeness to this home. People of God, we have to understand. When you go into that home, they receive you. Proclaim peace. Wholeness. A state of well-being over this home. Look at verse 13. People of God. "If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you." What does that mean? If the household accepts the disciples, that was what Jesus was saying. If the household accepts you, they should declare shalom upon that household. But if they refuse to accept them, then they should retain their blessing and not give to that household who refuses to accept them. It's as clear as day. If they accept you, you declare your shalom upon that household. But if they refuse to accept you, don't give them your blessing. Retain your blessing and don't give to that household who refused to accept you. Those were the instructions from Jesus. Look at verse 14 of Matthew chapter 10. "And whoever will not receive you nor hear you, whoever will not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet." And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. People of God, what does this mean? Jesus gave them instruction that whoever will not receive the word of the kingdom when they leave that house or city, shaking off the dust of their feet, is a sign of judgment. Judgment will come upon that city or those people who refused to accept the message of salvation. People of God, we have to understand, judgment will come upon those who refuse to accept the message of salvation. So when they shake off the dust of their feet, is a sign of judgment that will come upon those who refuse to accept the message of salvation. Look at verse 15 of Matthew chapter 10. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Jesus was saying that the judgment on that city who refused the message of the kingdom would be worse in comparison to the judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. What could be worse? Think of it, people of God. What could be worse? But Jesus said it would be worse for that city that refused the message of the kingdom. Preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Preach that message. But those who refuse to listen to that message, people of God, the judgment that will come upon them will be worse than that of Sodom and Gomorrah. We remember in Genesis, this twin city of Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by fire and brimstone because of their immoral lifestyle, people of God. But this city that the disciples are going into, they will hear the message of the kingdom. So it is showing, people of God, if we hear the message of the kingdom and refuse to accept it, the judgment that will come upon us, great judgment will come upon us. So Jesus said it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment. When Christ comes back to judge his people, the word that they hear, people of God, will be used to judge them. That's what Jesus said. The word that they heard and they refused to accept it, that same word will be used against them. So it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah because Sodom and Gomorrah did not get this message of the kingdom. So it's important, people of God, that we understand the message of the kingdom, how important it is for us to accept the message of the kingdom. Christ the King has come, and he has come to live and rule and reign in the hearts of humanity. But we have to first accept him as the Son of God, accept him as the ultimate sacrifice, accept the work that he has done on the cross for us, accept it that his blood has paid the ransom for us. We are redeemed, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So when we hear that message and when we refuse to accept it, people of God, it will be worse for us. It will be worse for those cities who hear the message of the kingdom and refuse to accept it, refuse to change. So people of God, we have to understand that the words that we hear will be used against us, will be used to judge us. Look at verse 16 of Matthew 10. The word said, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves." So Jesus was preparing them and said, it's not going to be easy. I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpent and harmless as dove. Look, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpent and harmless as dove. So Jesus was sending out his disciples as sheep, defenseless on their own. They were defenseless on their own. In the midst of wolves, in the presence of a wicked generation, I'm sending you out among a wicked generation, an evil generation. And people of God, when we look on it now, we as Christ followers, he's sending us out into a world that is antichrist, into a world that hates Jesus. We have been sent out, but he's not sending us out alone. We are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us and in us. He enables us when we are unable. So in that time when he was sending out those disciples, he reminded them, listen, I'm going to send you out as sheep, defenseless on your own. But I'm sending you out, remember, people of God, in that first verse, he told them, I'm sending you out in my power. I'm giving you authority to go into this dark, evil world. I'm sending you in the midst of wolves, in the presence of a wicked generation. So Jesus warned them to be wise as a serpent. What does this mean? This does not mean that they should be crafty or deceitful like a serpent. No, but they should have what? Discernment. They should have discernment out there. Know when to run. Know when to hide. Have foresight and use the God-given power and authority that Christ has given them. In everything, remember to be gentle. Be harmless as dove. Be gentle. Be kind. Be compassionate. So Jesus was preparing them for what was to come. They think that, oh, we're going out in Jesus' name. It's going to be fun. In some eras, yes, it will be fun. But we are going to meet up an opposition. We are going to meet up people of God and the enemies of Jesus Christ. We are going to meet up an antichrist. Spirits that rise up in people and rise up against us. But help, may God help us to remember that we are not alone. God is with us and he's greater than all. Many times we quote the scripture, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But people of God, many times we don't even understand it. And we just quote it because it's easy to quote. But let us remember that the God of the universe, the greatest of all, is with us and in us. And he is here to protect us and to keep us and to shield us and to enable us when we are unable. So Jesus warned them that I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpent. Be wise. Be discerning. Have foresight, people of God. Know when to run. Know when to hide. And understand that the Holy Spirit is with us. And he's the one who gives us the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding to do God's will. Look at verse 17 of Matthew chapter 10. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council and scourge you in their synagogues. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils and scourge you in their synagogues. When you look at the people of God, Jesus was warning them against religious people. For only the religious people were truly in the synagogues and having their council. The Sanhedrin council was made up of 70 elders who were of the different sects, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees. So we see people of God, Jesus was warning them against these religious people. They will deliver you up to the councils and scourge you in their synagogues. They will do that. And people of God, we see Jesus forewarned them about future persecution. He forewarned them. And we could see, people of God, that it happens to them when we read the book of Acts. So we are going to read Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, 27 through 42. Acts chapter 5, 27 through 42 will show us, people of God, how these disciples were delivered up to the council and were beaten, just as Jesus predicted. So we're going to look at Acts chapter 5, 27 through 42. The word said, and when they had brought them, they set them before the council. So we hear the word, people of God, Jesus' word coming through right here. And the high priest asked them, saying, Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our father raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Thaddeus rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined with him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. And when they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Verse 42, and daily in the temple and in every house they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. So because of all the persecution, people of God, Jesus had already forewarned them. They did not stop preaching and teaching in the temple and in the synagogue, because people of God, they were filled with the Spirit of God and they were willing to obey the voice of Jesus. We are going to stop there this evening, and we'll continue next week as the Lord leads. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you that you are sending us out as sheep among wolves. We pray in the name of Jesus that we will walk in the Spirit, O God, and we, O God, will be overcomers as we continue to yield to the Holy Spirit in our lives. Father, we thank you again for your word and what you're doing in this season as we look to you by faith and give thanks. And we pray in Jesus' name, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all this evening. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend, and continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessings to all. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us in 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.